was nicer that he was able to sell the things they nicked, but that balding, fat old bastard was getting on Bertram's nerves. He kept interfering way too much. It was almost as if he had them under surveillance. Why couldn't he just do his own burglaries? Bertram didn't trust the handler, and the handler didn't trust the Hawks. It had been way more fun at the beginning, when they were alone, and when shoplifting had just been a game. Of course they made some money from their burglaries now, but it came at a price. I don't want the handler to know anything about it.
You want to keep it for yourself, then?
Casper looked surprised. Bertram sat down next to Jack on the wooden deck facing the stream. The sun had decided to bestow something on the April day that almost felt like springtime. He still appreciated the jacket, though. The wind was still chilly. He looked up at the ornamental rainbow atop the Arras Museum, where the visitors were mere specks behind the coloured glass. The rainbow looked like a UFO had landed on top of the massive square building that housed the museum. It was as if space aliens were biding their time behind the glass, planning their attack on the city. At night, when he couldn't sleep, because he usually slept until noon, he would sit by his computer writing about that sort of thing. Zombies, vampires, evil spirits, blood and gore. He could definitely get a diagnosis of his own if his psychiatrist ever read the things he had written. He spat into the greenish-brown water of the stream and nodded.
The handler will go spare if he finds out. He could probably make a bit of money selling it. And we...
Shut it, Felix. We agreed that we get to keep some things for ourselves. The handler doesn't need to know about everything.
Jack growled angrily, and Felix turned his gaze towards the tablet screen and disappeared inside himself once more.
Did you empty the wallet?
You might have at least shared it,
Jack went on testily. He flicked the cigarette butt into the water. It landed right next to where Bertram had spat.
There wasn't anything in the pockets. So you have no idea who owns it? What if it belongs to a copper or something? It might even be the one who got hold of you last night.
They had come close to being arrested when the clerk at the electronics store noticed what they were doing. It had to have been a coincidence that the patrol car was close by, because usually they would not turn up so quickly. One of the constables...